Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Wobbly Wizard's Wand. Professor Alistair Whiffle, a wizard whose beard often tangled with his spellbook and whose spectacles were perpetually steamed, lived in a tower that leaned a bit too much to the left. He was a kind wizard, but his greatest challenge wasn't brewing potions or taming dragons. It was his wand. It had a mind of its own, a playful, mischievous mind, often casting spells that were, shall we say, creatively interpreted. One Tuesday, Professor Whiffle decided he needed to magic up a batch of his famous Sparkle Puff pancakes. He tapped his wand. "Pancakes, delightful, light as a feather," he chanted, wiggling his fingers. The wand, however, had other ideas. Instead of flour and eggs appearing, a flurry of fluffy white feathers erupted from the mixing bowl. Then, with a playful wiggle, they turned his kitchen sink into a bubbling cauldron of iridescent, shimmering bubbles.
"Oh, dear!"
Alistair exclaimed, wiping a feather from his nose. His apprentice, a tiny, nimble gnome named Gribble, who usually sat quietly polishing cauldrons, squeaked with laughter. Undeterred, Professor Whiffle tried again.
"To conjure syrup, sweet and true,"
he announced. The wand hummed, then shot a stream of glitter that coated everything in the kitchen, making it sparkle like a disco ball. Gribble looked like a tiny, shimmering gnome star. Alistair sighed.
"Wand, please, just once, cooperate," he pleaded.
The wand, in response, bounced playfully in his hand. Then, with a sudden jerk, it zapped a pile of dirty laundry. Instantly, all the socks and shirts began to dance, spinning and leaping around the kitchen in a chaotic, cottony ballet. A pair of mismatched socks did a surprisingly graceful pirouette. Professor Whiffle collapsed into a glitter-dusted chair, watching his wardrobe waltz.
"Well, Gribble," he said, brushing a sparkling sock off his shoulder, "perhaps breakfast isn't on the menu today."
Gribble, still giggling, nodded.
"But we've got the most magical kitchen in all the land!"
Inspired, Professor Whiffle stood, his eyes twinkling behind foggy spectacles.
"You're right. Who needs ordinary pancakes when we can host the first ever magical kitchen carnival?"
By afternoon, wizards, witches, gnomes, and even a curious dragon had gathered in the Leaning Tower. They marveled at the feather storms, danced with enchanted laundry, and slid across glitter-covered floors. The mischievous wand performed its spontaneous spells, bringing endless delight to the crowd. As the sun set, casting hues of pink and gold over the Leaning Tower, Professor Whiffle smiled warmly at Gribble.
"I may not have made breakfast," he said, "but I've created something even better, a day no one will ever forget."
Gribble squeaked happily, hugging a still-twirling sock. And from that day on, the tower that leaned a bit too much to the left became known as the most whimsically magical place in the entire kingdom. Alistair smiled. Maybe his wand wasn't perfect for practicality, but it certainly made life more interesting. And this has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.